The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado, the San Jose Sharks come to the Mile High City with a singular purpose in mind. Get a road win against the Colorado Avalanche, which is a pretty tough chore given the fact that the Avalanche have been flying all season long. Oh yes, the Sharks have one thing in their back pockets. They've beaten the Avalanche one time this year, a 3-2 overtime win on November the 1st at SAP Center that featured the game-winning goal by Filip Kurashev.
Dumped ahead by Colorado. Is this going to be icing? Nope, doesn't look like it. Back to get it now is Wennberg. He skates away from Natchez with speed. Lead pass Kurashev down the left, across the line, tees up, shoots. He scores! Filip Kurashev wins it in overtime for the San Jose Sharks. At 1:48, what a shot, what a game. For the second consecutive contest, the Sharks have defeated one of the best teams in the NHL. And this one is Filip Kurashev's day. Final score, Sharks 3, Avalanche 2 in overtime.
Of course, the game back at SAP Center at San Jose also featured some unbelievable goaltending. The start of a great run for Yaroslav Askarov.
Askarov knocked out of the net. He fell down, and Kelly, skating toward an open goal, fires it. It was poke-checked away by Askarov, and Kelly can't believe it. Askarov gets back in the net, makes a second save. Shades of Artur Zerbe here at SAP Center at San Jose. An acrobatic recovery by Yaroslav Askarov.
Nichushkin steps on. He comes up big in overtime a lot for the Avs. Here he comes. Nichushkin down the right, across the line, making the move, getting on Smith, throwing it toward the net. Great save by Askarov. A tremendous stop by Askarov against Nichushkin in overtime as he stayed with it, moved to the right side of the goalpost, and stopped the deke that Nichushkin tried to throw at him 45 seconds into overtime.
It's goaltending like that that's provided victories for the Sharks in the month of November. Askarov ranks first in the NHL with the most saves, tied for the first with 7 wins, is second in save percentage at 95.9, and is fourth in goals against average at 1.47, with a minimum of 3 games played among all NHL goaltenders this month. He was at it again against the Boston Bruins in a 3-1 Sharks win.
Zacha Pasternak on the ice right now. Joining him on the left wing side tonight, Kuznudinov. Bruins win the draw again. Here comes the shot by Pasternak. A one-timer from the left circle. And that is an absolutely spectacular move by Yaroslav Askarov to get to the right side of the net and knock that puck away. Tremendous save by Askarov. Now to Pasternak. He keeps the puck in play smoothly. His pass goes off the stick of Zacha and ricochets back to center, though. And the Sharks need to change quickly. They will. Pasternak slips by a check. Moving in, shooting it. Glove save made by Askarov off Pasternak at 13:41 to the third.
Macklin Celebrini was at it again, too, as he scored a big goal on the power play to give the Sharks the 2-0 lead against Boston.
But here comes Macklin Celebrini, moving from right to left. Across the line, slips the pass to Eklund, moving into the zone. Has to catch it on his backhand. Turns to the right corner, went to Toffoli. Now to the point, here comes Celebrini. He scores!
Macklin Celebrini goes top shelf from the left circle and beats Swayman. And the Sharks score on the power play. Orlov got that puck from the far side, gave it to Celebrini, and the Sharks lead 2-0.
And then it came down to the final portion of the game, when the Bruins pulled their goaltender, and Colin Graf sealed the victory with the empty netter.
Minute 18 seconds to go. Sharks 2, Bruins 1. Empty net. Celebrini. Eklund. Stick handles. Shoots. Hit the goalpost. Rebound. Graf. Score!
Empty net goal for Colin Graf. Right after William Eklund missed the empty net. Graf, the kid from Lincoln, Massachusetts, drops it into the back of the goal and puts the Sharks in front 3-1 over Boston.
San Jose played a pretty heavy game against the Bruins, and they're going to need to do that again against Colorado tonight. When they play a heavy game, what are they doing? Well, head coach Ryan Warsawski has some thoughts on that.
I think we're competing. We're winning pucks. We're winning pucks in all three zones. That helps us get our skill and our offense game going. So, again, crucial for tonight that we're competing. We're getting into people. This is the one team that you almost have to get into to them to slow them down. So, you know, I think we got to continue on to the things that we did against Boston. I love their response after the Ottawa game. And, you know, that's what it should look like each and every night. There are going to be nights that are more challenging than others, for sure. But when we compete and we get into people, you give yourself a chance.
As for tonight's game, it's certainly a very big matchup between Macklin Celebrini, the number two scorer of the NHL, and Nathan MacKinnon, who is at the top of the league in scoring with 37 points. Being able to hang with a top team like Colorado, especially on the road, is a big measuring stick. And center Alex Wenberg talked about the meaning of tonight's game from his point of view.
No, I mean, it's a great challenge. I mean, obviously, it's one of the best teams in the league right now, and you can see it from the record as well. Great players, so it's a challenge for us, obviously, coming up, road game here. But, I mean, this is also really good for us, like I said, like a test. We got to be ready for every game, no matter situation, no matter who you play against, to really go out and bring our best. So right now, I feel like the team is excited. We had a day off and a travel day, so obviously I feel like we're going to be well-rested. So excited to go against a good team.
According to Wenberg, the Sharks need to have numbers around Colorado, as they did against Boston, and they have to keep their feet moving.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like it's a lot comes down to our skating and, I mean, matching their speed. Obviously, they have a lot of speed in their forwards and D-men who can really move up the ice. So, yeah, we got to stay on top of it, and it's everything from the physical play from us, maybe not really going out and have those big hits, but always kind of, like, rub them out a little bit and just keep battling hard. I mean, at the end of the day, like, if we can play to our identity, that's where we're going to find success.
Making sure that you close quickly and get to the puck fast is another important factor in tonight's game, according to defenseman Timothy Liljegren.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of try to get him to slow down his speed, starting from their own zone. Start with our forwards, kind of, you know, being on him, and then in the D zone, kind of not let him run around the O zone too much. Just kind of, when you have him pinned, keep him pinned for a couple of seconds, and I think that's going to be the recipe.
Of course, throwing an old-fashioned hip check like Dmitry Orlov did against Boston could help.
Gaudette coming in with a good head of steam, checking A.C. Mott. A.C. Mott really works hard to get that one loose for Boston, and just on sheer will, got it out to center. Knocked down there by the check from Orlov. Then he runs into Corrali with a big hip hit as they went for it, and that brings a big rise from the crowd.
You don't see that happen as often as you used to in the NHL, and Alex Wenberg certainly was impressed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's incredible the timing of it. So, yeah, if you want to keep doing that, I'll be all for it. But, yeah, I mean, that's a collective. It's a lot of good things from the previous games, and, like, every now and then a big hit or something to bring a little bit of energy, I feel like that helps with the momentum of the game.
Timothy Liljegren says that Orlov has been an outstanding defensive partner.
I love it. He makes a lot of good plays. He's a big body. Saw, you know, last game did a kind of vintage Orlov hip check, so it's been a lot of fun, and just kind of keep it going here.
As for Orlov, he's looking forward to the challenge of the Colorado Avalanche tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we play against a hot team, you know, a good team, and I mean, it's manage the puck. I think it's number one priority today, you know, make sure we not turn over, you know, not feed the offense for them, you know, and in the D-zone, you know, like try to close quick, you know, not give them a lot of time to skate, make a place, you know, they got dynamic players, so I need to be aware of that. And I think if, like I said, manage the puck, you know, if we're going to play more offensive zone, more frustration going to be for them, you know, because, you know, nobody likes to play defense, especially them, you know, with the skill they have. So I think if we're able to do that, play full 60 minutes, you know, smart with the puck, be aggressive, you know, not back up, you know, in the neutral zone, try to put a good forecheck on them and create a lot of pressure and obviously, you know, put a lot of shots on net to, you know, create a rebounds, create a traffic. And if we're going to be able to do that, I think we can have a good game and have a success.
The Avalanche have a strong memory of their loss in San Jose in overtime on the 1st of November. After all, they haven't lost since then. And head coach Jared Bednar says there are no secrets from what he expects from the Sharks tonight.
It's a fast team. It's a dynamic team. They've got some high-end players that are shooting the puck real well. It's not exclusive to them. There's a lot of other teams in the league, but they work hard. They gave us all we could handle in their building the first time we played them, especially in the third period when we had a lead and we're defending the lead. They poured it on us. So I think you can expect the same kind of effort and same kind of ability out of their guys that have kind of really started to develop and grow into their game. And yeah, right now they're getting great goaltending too.
Join us for all of the exciting coverage starting at 5:30 Pacific time. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.